It's a great honor for us at Leva Torah to have Rav Meir Goldwitz from Yeshiva University with us today. It's a personal honor and pleasure to have Rav Goldwitz with us today. I was at YU. I graduated over 20 years ago, Yeshiva University. And my last year at YU, actually my junior year at YU, Yeshiva University had this very promising program that they decided to adopt. And that is that every year they would bring a Ram from Eretz Yisrael to come for a year and to experience that the students in Yeshiva University could experience or re-experience Torah Eretz Yisrael in Yeshiva University, to bring the Ruach of Eretz Yisrael to YU. And so the first year, there was the Rosh Yeshiva at Machon Lev came, and the second year they brought a young Talmud Chacham, very dynamic. His name was Rav Meir Goldwicht, and back then we used to call him very affectionately Rav Meir. Today everyone calls him Rav Goldwicht. And it was a wonderful experience. I went to his shiur and I grew tremendously in his shiur, not just in learning, but keeping that fire alive of Eretz Yisrael. It was something that was very evident for all those of us. There were only about 40 of us in the shiur at the time, which was very small at that time. And since then, it's just the secret. We kept the secret very close. People didn't know yet. And then by the end of the year, everybody knew. And from then on, Rav Goldwicht has countless talmidim, not just in the YP program, but in the BMP program and the IBC program. And he gives shiurim perhaps more than any other Rav that I know, all over the New York area. He comes to Eretz Yisrael periodically, every few weeks, to give shiurim. He goes to a city and he conquers the city with Torah. He goes to a city and he gives like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 shiurim in the Shabbos. And he'll go and he'll constantly be speaking from place to place and he spreads the Torah. So for us, if we're in America and we have the opportunity to be in shiur with Rav Goldwicht, it is a tremendous chus, because you have the Torah at Eretz Yisrael in America. But if you're in Israel, it's a double chus, because you already have the Torah at Eretz Yisrael, and to have a magnified Torah at Eretz Yisrael here, so it is a tremendous, tremendous schutz for us. And again, I am joined by Rav Hartstein, who's also Rav Talmud of Rav Goldwicht at Yeshiva University. And we're very, very excited to have him here today. So without any further ado, we give you Rav Goldwicht.
ברשות ידידי, ראי ואהובי, ראש הישיבה, הרב בועז מורי שליטה, הרבנים, מורי ורבותיי. We stay one day before Tu Bishvat. And same time, you stay day by day and learn Masechet Brachot. I would like to combine this together and to share with you very interesting insight in a halacha aspect about Tu Bishvat. Most of the time when we get shiurim about Tu Bishvat is bedivrei Agada, about the fruit, about the tree. We'll start with divrei Halacha, and after this we'll combine this with Agada, and we see how it's relevant for us and for you in this special time of your life, what you learn here in Leva Torah in Bet Shemesh. Moray v'rabotai, we know every 7 years we have Shnat Shmita. Here, what we're not allowed to work in the field. The question is, in this year, what starts from Rosh Hashanah until the end of the year, what we're not allowed to work, for what time in the year we need to watch the fruit what we eat, because the fruit have Gdushat Shvi'it. Fruit what going in Shnat Shmita the leftover, we cannot throw to the garbage, how we do through the ears. We have to put this in a special plastic bag, sometimes to wait until it's not available for people to eat. And after this, to put this in the garbage. We need to watch the food. Avdala, for example, if you have wine from Shnat Shemitah, and normally when you make Avdala, you fill the cup of wine over. Yes? In wine from Shvi'it, you're not allowed to do this. We have special halachot. And the question is, when the fruit get title of Gdushat Perot Shvi'it? Perot Shvi'it. What does it mean when? Obviously, when Shvi'it start? Rosh Hashanah. Everything was going from Rosh Hashanah in this year, for example, until the end of the year, have Gdusha of Perot Shvi'it. This is what the Rambam Paskal Halacha. But the Shla on the Rambam, Shla HaKadosh, and many Rishonim also say, no, we're not allowed to walk in our field from Rosh Hashanah until the end of the year. Not to plow, not to plant, etc., not to fix the tree. But the Gdusha of the fruit, what the fruit get title of Perot Shvi'it, start from Tu Bishvat this year, from tomorrow night, until Tu Bishvat year after. From Tu Bishvat to Tu Bishvat. And the question is, yes? The question is, why? In America, people have tie and suit. In Israel, you feel home. Bye-bye, you take out. And the Rambam comes and says, the Kedusha Sperot Shvi'it start, same with the time that you're not allowed to walk in your field. From Rosh Hashanah to end of the year. Comes the Shlach of the Rambam. And many other Rishonim say, no. From Tu Bishvat, this year until Tu Bishvat next year. Activities in the land, plow, plant, etc. From Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Moreover, the Torah Kohanim, the Sifra, come and say on the Pasuk, Vaita Aretz, Shabbat Shabbaton, all the year, you need to stop to walk. Kevanze Yatsa Shvita, the year is over, you're allowed to walk. But Perotea, the fruit, still is also until next Tu Bishvat. And my first question is, how we explain this argument between the Rambam on one side, other Rishonim in other side? The Rambam is very clear. Look, Shemitah is amount of time, Rosh Hashanah to end of the year, finish. In this time, everything was growing in this year. Have special title of food, vegetables, Kedushat Shvi'it. The year is over, everything would go a year after. No more, I have Kedushat Shvi'it. But how we explain the other Shita? Would say we divide between the activities in the land, the plow, the plan, from Rosh Hashanah to end of the year. But about the fruit, the Kedusha is from when? From Tu Bishvat until Tu Bishvat. This is question number one. Clear? Fine. Question number two. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Yud Aleph. Come and tell us. Tu Bishvat, the Mishnah say, Rosh Hashanah la'ilanot. Rosh Hashanah for the tree. What is mean? The Gemara explain. Oil ve'yatsu rov gishmei shana. Most of the rain is behind us. And we can see the beginning of the new fruit on the tree. Ve'kvar ala saraf ba'ilanot. The beginning of the new fruit. Fine. Understand what is Rosh Hashanah, what we celebrate. The beginning of the new fruit. Come Tosfot and say, 1 minute. Come Tosfot and say, no, what is Tu Bishvat? Every rain will take place in this year, for example, Tavshinayin Aleph, start to affect the tree after Tu Bishvat. Everything what growing in this year on the trees until tomorrow night is from rain will take place last year. Rain of this year start to affect the tree from tomorrow night, from Tu Bishvat. And the question is, how Tosfot explains this? This is completely, clearly against the Gemara. The Gemara say clearly, black on white, what is Tu Bishvat? Most of the rain behind us, the beginning of the new fruit start to growing, and this is what we celebrate. Come to us and say, no, I don't care about this. Tu Bishvat is something else. Tu Bishvat is what growing in this year until tomorrow night from rain from last year. What continue to grow from tomorrow night, this rain of this year start to affect the tree. How does it say this in the Gemara? The Gemara never says this. This is question number two. Good. Question number three. Mishnah in Broches teach us, Birech al perot ha'ilan borei pri adama. Birech al perot ha'ilan borei pri adama. What is the deal? Yes. Comes the Gemara and say, Mantana, the Ikar Ilan Arau, who say the tree is piece of dirt, who say this is piece of dirt, Ikar Ilan Arau, comes the Gemara and say, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, is this what he said? What happened? What Rabbi Yehuda said? Look what the Gemara comes and tells us. Somebody have trees from Shiva Saminim. He go to his field and he sees the beginning of the new fruit of every tree or every branch on the tree is machloket in the Rishonim. And he puts special sign and he watches and he's very excited. Next week he go to cut all this fruit, to put this in a nice basket and to travel to Yerushalayim and to fill mitzvahs. Bikurim in Shavuot. Fine. He is ready. He go tomorrow to his field in shock. Somebody cut all the trees and push some of the trees outside from his field. Still, he can bring Bikurim. Everybody agree he can bring Bikurim. Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda say, he also can say, Adama asher natatali. You know, when you bring Bikurim, you say, Ebeti, I bring you, the Kohen, Hashem, Mireshit Pri Adama, from the beginning of my fruit. And we just say, no problem. Chachamim say, you cannot say this. Why you cannot say this? Because if somebody cut your tree, and push your tree, when you take the fruit from the tree, it's not connected to the dirt, to the land. You cannot say, Adama, Shenatatel. You can bring, but you don't say Mikra Bikurim. Okay? Come! Ramba and say, on one hand, Birech al perot ha'ilan borei pri adama. If you take one fruit, any fruit, and you say by mistake borei pri adama, you yatsa. In other hand, the Rambam come and say, listen very careful. The Rambam come and say, if your tree, somebody cut your tree, you bring Bikurim, but you don't say, I bring from my land. You don't say Mikra Bikurim. It's contradiction in the Rambam. Because the Gemara say, if you say on the apple, Borei Pri Adama Yatsa, why? Because this is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda come and say, the tree is land, part of the land, you can't say Borei Pri Adama. And you still can say, Eveti mi Pri Adama, because if is a fruit on the tree, is part of the dirt, part of the land. Comes the Rambam and divide. Birech al perot ha'ilan, Borei Pri Adama Yatsa, in other hand, the Rambam come and say, what? Help me. If somebody cut your tree, you bring Bikurim, but you don't what? Say Mikra Bikurim. This is a trick, simple questions. What I raise, and the answer will come very clear, B'siyata Dishmaya. Is again, short and clear. Question number one. We find argument between Rambam and one side, Shla, many other before Shimin Azaren. What time the fruit in Shnat Shemitah gets the title Perot Shvi'it? That Rambam say, every fruit would growing when? Rosh Hashanah until end of the year, because it's year of Shemitah for everything. Shla and Azaren before Shim say, no, from Rosh Hashanah. From when? Tu Bishvat until Tu Bishvat. How we explain this argument? Question number one. Question number two. What is Tu Bishvat? What is Tu Bishvat? The Gemara come and say, day, what we celebrate in this day, most of the rain behind us, Every tree you can start to see is the beginning of the new fruit, how we start to growing step by step. This is what we celebrate. This is what the Gemara says. Ala saraf by ilanot. Most of the rain behind us, this is what we celebrate. Rashi explains this. The Gemara says, come to us and say no. What is Tu Bishvat? Everything what growing until tomorrow night, growing from the rain from last year. When the rain of this year start to affect the land, when? How does it can say this? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara never talk about this. The Gemara never mentions this. Question number two. Question number three. Bo Rabbi Brocha say, if you take fruit and you say Adama, what is the din? Yatsa. The Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara explains this saliva to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda come and say, if you have tree with fruit of Shiva Saminim, and somebody cut the fruit, cut the tree, you take the fruit, you bring to the Kohen for Bikurim, and you still say Mikra Bikurim, all the Pesukim, I bring you from my beginning of my fruit of this year, Mereshit Pri Adam. Because the tree is part of the there, part of the land. I don't care if somebody cuts the tree or no. If I take the fruit from the tree, this is enough. Comes around and say no. And one hand, Birech al Perot, and Bore Pri Adam is okay. In other hand, if somebody cuts your tree, you bring Bikurim, but you cannot say you bring from your land. It's against the Gemara. The answer of all these questions, listen very carefully, clear, and we see also how it's relevant for us. Yerushalmi, in Rosh Hashanah, in Brachot, come and say, Birech al perot ha'ilan bore pri adama yatsa. You take apple, orange, and you say by mistake, adama yatsa. Comes Yerushalmi and say, who says this? Rabbi Yehuda. Same as above. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda come and say, trunk of tree is straw. What the delivery, the mineral from the ground to the fruit. The status, the essence of the trunk is straw. Rabbi Yehuda Avid, ilanot kekashin, kash, straw. We have small straw, we have big straw. Tell me, wheat, barley, we make Rosh Hashanah for wheat? For barley? Never. Why not? Because what is wheat? What is barley? Straw with seed beside the straw. Correct? We not make Rosh Hashanah for straw. Is Rabbi Yehuda come and say, also, we not make Rosh Hashanah for the tree. We make Rosh Hashanah from the fruit on the tree. Why? Because the status of the trunk is straw. Who cares if the straw is small or the straw is big? This is straw. For straw, we don't make Rosh Hashanah. No. We don't make Rosh Hashanah. But the Mishnah says, Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah la'ilanot. Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah. For this reason, Tosfot, in Brachot, you can look inside. Say, my decision, I pasken ke Rabbi Yehuda. Alacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. Birech al perot ha'ilan bore pri adama yatsa. Alacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. Because Tosfot following after Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda come and say, what is the status of the straw, of the tree? No. What is the status of the tree, Aliva de Rabbi Yehuda? Straw. And for straw, we don't have what? Rosh Hashanah. Is how we feed this with the Mishnah, Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, sign in the nature. Everything what going until Tu Bishvat is from rain, what we have last year. Everything what going from tomorrow night, this is from the rain will take place this year. The rain of this year start to affect the tree from Tu Bishvat, not before. Is Tosfot must explain what is Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'anot completely different from the Gemara. Because it tells us all Ki Rabbi Yehuda and the essence of trunk is straw. And for straw we don't make Rosh Hashanah exactly, we don't make Rosh Hashanah for wheat and barley. It tells us maybe need to explain, but the Gemara says Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'anot. What does it mean? What does it mean? Sun is the nature. Finish. This is what does it explain. He need, he must give us an explanation. Because Leshitasa, he passed in Rabbi Yehuda. Mimele, If this is the explanation, my friend Tzadikim, comes the Rambam and say, Tu Bishvat, the fruit in Shnat Shemitah is holy fruit, is Kedusha Shvit, from Rosh Hashanah to the end of the year. Exactly is the time, what you're not allowed to make activities in the field. But the Shlain, the other Rishonim come and say, no, no, Tu Bishvat is sign of the nature. Tell me, how I can get fruit? What I need? What I need? I need earth. I need also what? Tree. And what I need also? What? Sun and also? Rain. But when the rain start to affect the tree, only from Tu Bishvat. All the tree what growing until Tu Bishvat is from the rain, from Lestir. I cannot say the fruit is all, because this is rain from Lestir. We need rain from this year also. It's from this reason he all, from Tu Bishvat, this Shnat Shemitah, and Tu Bishvat of the next year. And interesting, we find this also Basifa, what we say, Shabbat Shabbaton Yel Haaretz. It is over, you're allowed to walk, but the fruit still only until next Tu Bishvat. Stam Sifra. When you have Sifra, you don't mention any name, Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't say. Because the old, the trunk of the fruit is what? The trunk of the fruit is what? Exactly. Excellent. Now, this is Da'at Rabbi Yehuda. Da'at HaTosfot. Da'at HaRambam. What is trunk of the tree? Piece of dirt. Now, if I by mistake say Bore Pri Adama on apple, is okay, because it's growing off the land. It's not the regional land, but is the status, the halacha, the essence of the trunk is piece of dirt. But if somebody cut the tree, and he takes the tree outside, for example, from my area, he cuts the tree, I cannot say what? Adama share Natata li. Hashem give me this area. This is my property. Now somebody cuts the tree, what is part of the property, and moves the tree outside. It's not Adama Asher Natata li. It's not from my land. So for this reason, I bring Bikurim, but I cannot say Nikra Bikurim. I cannot say Adama Asher Natata li. This is Da'at HaRambam. But we have other shita. What is the essence of the tree? The Yerushalmi. What argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Chachamim would mention Rabbi Yerushalmi would mention Chachamim. Other shita. Trunk is trunk. Trunk is trunk. Is we have three shitot. What is the essence of the trunk? Rabbi Yehuda say the essence of the trunk is what? No. So, Chachamim! What's the Rambam following after Chachamim in the Bavli say? What is the essence of the trunk? Piece of dirt. And as a Shita, what we know from the Priskel, from the Kaidah, from the Gan, trunk is trunk, we have salt, the trunk, we have fine. These three parts, these three aspects about the trunk belong to us. First, we similar to tree. Ki Adam Etz HaSadeh. First, from this reason, we need to fill same with dirt, Adama. Adam, Adama. To say this in other language, humble. To feel humble, same with Adama. In the moment when I feel humble, I also can make myself straw. What I deliver is a Torah. We deliver is a Torah from generation to generation. Same Torah. And every generation have opportunity to decorate with other sefer, with other chidush, but the base is same. I'm straw. In the moment when I feel same with adama and straw, now we also get the bonus and we can feel what is tree trunk, the present of the person. People can feel present. People can feel good. If all the time they feel I'm dirt, Adama, humble, and what I try to do, if it's great, special, etc., etc., is only I delivery. Torah, Ahava, Torah, etc. We deliver from Jenna Moshe, Kibelu, Mesara, Yoel, Yishua, Leskimim, Skimim, Nevim, etc., etc. In this way, you build yourself and you have your present. The question is, how we get this? How we really can have this kind of feeling? The answer is, in Sefer Dvarim, we have new mitzvah. Sefer Dvarim is a review of all the mitzvot, but still we have set of new mitzvot, what you find first time in Sefer Dvarim. One of the new mitzvot, very special. And why I say very special? The Torah talk about this mitzvah eight times, one after the other. In Sefer Dvarim, never one time before. Unusual. The Torah talk about same mitzvah eight times. We have Shabbat in the Torah 15 times. To like the ger, somebody would convert eight times. We have one more mitzvah, so many times. The mitzvah is, ve'alachta bidrachav. Following after Hashem. What does it mean to following after Hashem? To following after Hashem is, we have name, what our parents give us when we born. And this name goes with us until under 20 plus. One of our special challenge in our life, to get other name. One of the name of Hashem. One of the name of Hashem. Mahu rachum afata rachum. Mahu chanun afata chanun. Mahu Hashem tzadik. What does it mean? Somebody you walk in the street, you talk to your friend, somebody cross the street on the other side. You say to your friend, look, this man. This man, real tzadik. This man, Baal Chesed, Pileplan. This man, humble, MS. I never see before. What does it mean? He has name. Why you say this about him? He has name. Yes, he has name what his parents give him. Now he get other name. You recognize him with a good thing what he do. Moshe Rabbeinu met Aaron HaKohen in the desert. We don't see to each other over 40 years or 60 years, depending when Moshe Rabbeinu leave Egypt. They give act to each other, kiss to each other. Vayelech vayivgesheu vayishak lo. Come Chazal and say, this was the pasuk say, chesed ve'emet nifgashu. Tzedek ve'shalom nashaku. Chesed ve'emes. Meet to each other? Who is chesed ve'emes? What do you know? They have names. Yes, they have names when they get to the bottom. But they deserve other names. People recognize Moshe Rabbeinu. Ish emes. Aaron HaKohen, ish chesed. Chesed ve'emet nifgashu. Tzedek ve'shalom nashaku. This is our goal. How we do this? Come to Torah and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Adam HaRishon after he created him, sir, look what I do when I create the world. I plant tree. Go plant tree also. Following after me. Ki tavo el haaretz unetatem kol etz. I plant tree, you plant also. Why most of the people in Israel, what live in Israel, or make aliyah to Israel, never plant tree? And probably never will go to plant tree. Hashem say, following after me, plant tree. The answer is, yes, to plant tree is important, no question. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want for us, what is tree? You see the tree, and the tree make fruit. Fruit. You also, same with tree. Make fruit. Not only build new generation, develop, create. In other way, the first conversation between Hashem and Adam HaRishon, I create you with tremendous potential. Recognize your potential. Don't say, come on, I'm a simple man, he can make this, he's smart, he has a lot of energy. Never say this. Recognize your potential. Build, create how much you can. And I want to tell you something. If you remember this all your life, you will have great life. Remember, this 60 seconds all your life. Any animal, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu create in this world, when the animal have baby, the mother watch the baby, support the baby, help him to growing. When he's growing enough, and he's strong enough, Ima sends him to the world. Correct? Yes. This is the nature of every animal. Bird and other nature. Every bird. Bird worry from everyone what move. You come close to the bird, what you do? She fly. She move. You make any noise, she run away. Correct? But when this bird sits on the egg, she never moves. You can come easily with two hands and pick the bird. She takes big risk. Normally she runs away. Now she not move. She takes big risk. Why? What I learned from this? She sits on the egg. What is egg? Potential of life. Maybe from this egg, we have chick. Maybe yes, maybe not. But she take risk. She know somebody can catch. She never move. I come and say to myself, wow, if the bird so much effort, so much mesirut, she not move for potential, look how much effort she do to make this potential of life real. What I do with my potential? I also believe I have a lot of potential. I also try to recognize my potential and then from this real. This is the unique about us. This mitzvah take place eight times only in Sefer Dvarim. You know why? Because it's the time of the desert, all the books before Sefer Dvarim is a lot of miracles. Man, Slav, Anane Kavod, Amudesh, Be'er, all what the Kosbohu do for us, miracles. Now Sefer Dvarim, we prepare ourselves to walk into Eretz Israel. We need to show our effort. We need to recognize our potential. We need to come partners to build. Where Rabbi Rabbi say, one of the uniqueness of the year in Israel, what you spend and learn here in Shtai, you recognize your potential. You see how much you can develop. You see how much you can grow in Torah, in mitzvot, in Yirat Shamayim. This is something very special. Why you get this here? How through the Gemara, what you see it and you learn, you really develop your potential and you make from this real. Because one of the uniqueness of the yeshiva, and remember this, Bezat Hashem, in a few years, the yeshiva will move to the new Bes Midrash, but in the meantime, in these coming years, ask alumni what come to visit yeshiva. Ask alumni. When you come to visit yeshiva, what you learn, year after, few years after, what you don't visit the yeshiva, you will say to yourself, or you say to your friend, in this place, I sit in Seder Boker. In this place, I sit in Seder Gimel. This is my place in the Tefillah. And if you come around Minche, Mayriv, and you can go back to the place what you sit when you learn in Yeshiva, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, and you sit and you can daven in the same place, Shachis, or Minche, or Mayriv, you're the happy person. Why? Not any Rosh Yeshiva in the world say to any students, or any Ram, say to any students, don't forget the place what you sit in the morning, place what you sit afternoon or night, and the place what you daven. Why is it so important for you? Because yeshiva gives you the deep feeling about the relationship ben odom lechaveiro, ben odom lamokom. Yeshiva create environment. This you cannot get in any other place. When you stay in the right environment, you elevate yourself, you recognize your potential, you believe you can make more. This is priceless. You cannot compare this to anything. This is unique. This is something very special. Environment, key of life. Key of life. For today, for tomorrow, where are you going to learn? Where are you going to build your house? Who is come your neighbor? What kind of job you go to work? And who going to work with you? This is key of life. Environment. We're going to read the Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu give us the Torah. And the Torah tell us black and white, בחודש השלישי, in Sivan, סרט מן from יציאת מצרים, ביום הזה, ראש חודש סיוון, we arrive in מדבר סיני. And Harashi say, every time we need to have, if we really need to have excitement in Torah, if we really want to have this, same as this day. ראש חודש סיוון. ראש חודש סיוון, nothing happened. זה גמרא say. We travel from Refidim to מדבר סיני, it takes time, we feel very tired, we need to build the tents, we rest in this day. Hashem never talked to us. What happened in this day? The Ramban tells us, we divide the Erev Rav. What is the regional name of the Erev Rav? You know? For sure you know. Egyptians. Why we give them nickname Erev Rav? Because they create wrong environment. You're unique. You're special if you have Elat. Elat what? Elat following. Elat money. Elat charisma. Elat. You not have Elat, you not exist. Nobody cares about you. You're zero. For this reason, the name what they have is Erev Rav. What is Erev Rav? Rav is Elat. The other name what they have is Asaf. Suf. Asaf is what? To collect and more. Jewish life is completely the opposite. Everyone is unique. Everyone is special. Everyone has something that nobody else has this. We understand to accept the Torah. We can accept the Torah completely only if we stay in the right environment. And in the moment when we divide the Erev Rav, now we're ready to accept the Torah. This gives us excitement. This gives us energy to continue to do more and more about Torah. This yeshiva gives you day by day, minute by minute, the environment. And this you take with you all your life. Ben Torah is mean you take the Torah from Bet HaMidrash all over. Right environment. You recognize your potential. You see how much you can develop. We can see this on your face. I say, you walk in, you watch face. Thank God. You never see one face with sadness. Empty face, you also can recognize. Not, you don't become genius. Sometimes you can see friend people. The face, don't say something good. Or you see somebody with happy, you can recognize. And this is what you get. Take this with you. Remember, here in Israel, a four part. Elul, when you arrive to Eretz Israel, until after Yamim Tovim. Part two, after Sukkot, until Rosh Chodesh Shvat. You have excitement after Sukkot, to come back after you have Chanukah. And after this part three is a unique part. And this year you have special privilege. 2 months. Shvat, Adar, Adar. And part four after Pesach. This part is unique part. Day by day same. Soon, Bezat Hashem, the winter start. And not only holidays until Purim. You sit and you learn. Day by day and you're growing. And you integrate the Torah to your blood. You integrate the environment of the Bet HaMidrash to your blood. This is for good forever. This, Rabotai, you cannot buy. This you feel and this you take with you. For this reason, when you make decision, when you go to the other side of the ocean, you need to decide to continue this environment. One of the options that I can tell you, Shiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchon, Shiva University, to continue the environment of Torah. You have this, you have everything. This is what we need to know, to appreciate. Sometimes you will appreciate this later, years after, retroactive, what this year or 2 year or 2 year in Leva Torah give you. And you come to conclusion, clearly, the environment of Torah. I recognize my potential first time. This is our tree. And from this reason, the Gemara saying brachot, what you learn. Students in Beis HaMidrash, when they go for Shabbat or any break, what one of the students bless his friend, first bracha the Gemara say, Olamcha tir'e b'chayecha. What is mean Olamcha? Simple explanation is, you world, you see in your life. But what does it mean? Olamcha, olam, is not only world. Olam is also elem, what is covered. Everything what is covered by you now, what does it mean? Your potential, you will see in your life. You will never wake up one day in the future and will say, wow, I miss opportunities to do more, to develop more. This bracha, people can say, only from Bet HaMidrash, when people go outside. Because Bet HaMidrash give us to have this kind of feeling. Bet HaMidrash give us this kind of privilege. This is Bet HaMidrash. We recognize Olamcha, what is covered by us before, now it's come more clear. And this we can make more and more and more. Take this. Develop this more. And remember, when you do this, this is a tree, what we need to come. And this is what we bless everyone. Ilan, ilan, b'me'a v'arechecha. What I can bless you. You have nice shades. Tzilchanei. Amat amayim overet tachticha. Perotecha betukim, your fruit is sweet. Kol perot sheyotzi mimcha yu kemotcha. Every fruit would come out from you, becomes same with you. Try the best. How much you can. And you do this. To enjoy from the Rosh Yeshiva, from your Rabbein. To get more and more. And Bezat Hashem, every one of you, Evelat Elat Siyat Adishmaya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemale, all Mishalot Libenu Letova, Bebracha, Bebriyut, Behatzlacha, and Bezat Hashem will continue, everyone, to Mekad Hashem Shamayim, to raise the name of Hashem, to make space for Him, and Bezat Hashem Yizoche, to perotecha metukim, to amat amayim overet achtecha, tzilchanae, and Bezoche to make perot, uperei perot, with Elat Elat, Siyata Dishmaya.